Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. It is certainly no secret that my primary vice is being a voracious reader. Newspapers, magazines, journals, books, I love sifting through old stories long forgotten, patiently waiting to be rediscovered. Added to the reading list now is the internet, a relatively new and unending source of online writings. For news junkies, one of the benefits is the ease by which one can search information or discover some interesting story that affects our daily lives, but I still prefer my news in paper form. Recently, the North Coast Journal's blog thing had a tidbit about the Times Standard's parent company, the Media News Group, and their decision to outsource graphic production to ExpressKCS, a company which is based in India, instead of retaining their in-house graphic designers. In the realm of print publications, outsourcing services is not entirely a new concept. For example, with the exception of the Times Standard, all of the local print media has their printing done by Western Web, a local company in Samoa, and they print a lot of work for many publications that is then shipped out to their out-of-area customers. While we lament what this symbolically represents, that our local media increasingly outsourcing services such as graphic production, page layouts, ad development, and for some, maybe even the circulation department, some papers are able to achieve greater efficiencies, albeit more bland content, and able to remain in the print business. It's simply an economy of scale. It's done in an effort to remain competitive and to stabilize the bottom line, for we know well that the print media is barely teetering on the edge of solvency. Is it really bad if a local paper uses page designers in Denver? So long as we have a local editor reviewing content, headlines, photo attributions, and making sure that the Manila Community Services District is really not looking to annex Fairfield, doesn't matter. Besides, media companies could never outsource the heart of journalism, our reporters, right? Well, that's another area that the internet is changing. A reporter wanting to cover a public meeting is able to download an agenda and a staff report directly from their computer. Many public entities now stream live feed into the internet, and any reporter armed with a pen, paper, telephone, and a cache of downloaded news articles for background information can be, well, most anywhere in the world. The term for this is called hyperlocal journalism, whereby companies are using freelance writers, both here in this country and increasingly abroad, to compile local news. Everything from community meetings and gatherings, sporting events, to residents receiving awards. A newspaper staffer pulls information and solicits freelancers who then work from some remote location. What does this mean to the consumer? The old model was to put out a paper by stories written by reporters that we knew. Today, media companies are adapting to the realities created by us, the reader, and the manner that we consume news as we surf through the blogs and the news media sites. Whether in print or online, use of outsourced services and increased hyperlocal journalism may mean that we just need to add another hefty dose or two of the salt while reading our news. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.